This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Ukraine's finance minister has responded to Russian forces seizing control of his country's largest nuclear power station. The International Atomic Energy Agency said the physical integrity of the nuclear plant was compromised on Friday after shelling on the facility resulted in a fire. But the IAEA said no radioactive material had been released. The attack prompted a fresh sell-off in global financial markets, sending European benchmarks down as much as 3% and oil prices to multi-year highs. After our live broadcast on Friday, I spoke with Ukrainian Finance Minister Sergei Marchenko, who, from an undisclosed location inside the country, told me world leaders should be alarmed by Russia's latest attack on Ukraine.
What bothers us the most is the possible weak management of this object. For us, it's important to protect it, to save life not only for Ukraine, but for all Europe. Our prime minister and president had several connections today with the leaders of the world to tell that it's important to protect this particular nuclear power plant.
Are you worried about the ability to keep the lights on for people across the country?
Yes, it's also quite crucial because on that particular territories which occupied right now by Russia, they lost some power and some connection to the phones, to the internet. So for this particular time, it's important to restore this ability to get this power, etc.
The invasion has entered its second week. We've talked a lot about the economic and financial impact, not just on your country, but countries across the world. Are you even able yet to assess the impact on Ukraine?
Our Ministry of Economy estimated losses up to $500 billion. But it's a preliminary estimation because it's not easy right now to really estimate our real losses. Only after we see the last Russian soldiers give up our territory, we can look and estimate our losses of infrastructure, of economy. Now, the only way to protect our country is to combat in all possible ways. Diplomatic way, financial way, sanctions, and of course in the fields of war.
And you, together with the central bank, have applied to the IMF for more financing through the Emergency Assistance Program. What support do you need at this point?
Yesterday, we received a 1.2 billion euro macrofinancial agreement from the European Union. Also, we signed up agreements with World Bank, which top up for 1.8 billion euro. You mentioned IMF. They now looked at the possibility to open for Ukraine a rapid financial instrument to support our liquidity balance up to $1 billion.
And what will you do with that money? How will it be allocated?
The key question that we should be able to fulfill as a government to execute our key functions, to pay pension salaries, social security, as well as army support and protected expenditure on debt repayment.
We've seen a number of crippling sanctions announced by Western governments over the last several days against Russia. Do you think they go far enough?
I don't think enough. It's a question of timing. Maybe it damaged the economy, but it takes some time to really fulfill this idea. And for us, time is very important. When I met with the G7 ministers of finance this week, I also mentioned that your sanctions should be more restrictive and more severe for Russian economy. For example, it could be investment funds could sell all possible assets of Russia, and the index can make some possible ways to damage Russian economy, to make it cancel in the index in Russian assets as well.
Were the G7 ministers open to that?
I don't know. Our citizens are suffering. We are suffering not just for our independence. Believe me that we are trying to stop Russian aggressions, which can move through our borders towards European borders. I believe that our neighbor countries, especially Poland, which very involved in this particular situation, could do to make it possible more sanctions and more military support for Ukraine, etc.
One of the things being discussed also is the United States' ability to prevent the sale of Russian gas. Are you still receiving money from the Russian government to transit gas through pipelines in Ukraine?
We bought gas, if we bought it from outside of Russia, from our East European countries. We did it from 2017. It's not a way that we buy or gas from Russia.
Would you cut off the access to those pipelines? Would you cut Russia off?
I think it's impossible because it's just transit pipeline. We can damage other countries, but I believe it's not possible to just stop transferring gas from Russia to the European countries.
We've been talking about financing for the ongoing war effort. And one of the things that's captured global attention is the decision to issue war bonds.
Yes, now we had one auction of war bonds and we received up to $300 million in our accounts. And next auction will be next Tuesday. And we are working closely with our international partners to enable them to get access to our international market to buy these bonds.
And how will those proceeds be used?
We use war bonds specifically on financing our deficit. And it's included our military support. It's included all protected expenditure, which I mentioned before. So it's just financing deficit.
Thank you so much for your time. Stay safe.
Thank you.